Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. This is Tom Jeffrey, and here we are again with another Hollywood Spotlight. Are you with us? Well, I hope so, because we've got a startling array of talent waiting to entertain us. What do you think of this setup for a quarter hour of fast-moving fun and melody? The three radio rogues, impersonators of your favorite screen, stage, and radio personalities. The troubadour of Hollywood, Larry Burke, Phil Harris and his music, and that comic of all comics, Bob Burns. Now off to a grand start as the Hollywood Spotlight picks out the cordial smile of our maestro, Phil Harris, assisted by George Plumstead.
Chair's got me, son. My cane is laying here by my side. Please, won't you fetch me that gin, sonny? Oh, before I tan your hide. I can't get from this cabin. I ain't going nowhere. Lord, I just keep sitting here grabbing flies round my rocking chair. Oh, my dear old Aunt Harriet, how long up in heaven has you been? Can't you send me down, sweet chariot, for all the end of the troubles I've seen? That old rocking chair's gonna get you, kitty, yes. And judgment day is here. And I'm chained to my rocking chair. Old rocking chair's got me, sonny.
Old rocking can't you get you better?
My cane is laying here by my side.
My cane by your side.
Fetch me that gin, son.
I ain't got no gin, father.
Oh, boy, I'm really gonna tan your hide.
You're gonna tan my hide.
I can't get from this cabin.
What cabin, Jogan?
Oh, sonny, I ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
I just keep sitting here grabbing.
Grabbing.
Flies around my rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
Oh, my dear old Aunt Harriet.
Aunt Harriet.
How long up in heaven has you been?
Heaven you been.
Can't you send me down, sweet chariot?
From heaven.
For all the end of the troubles I've seen.
I see, Daddy.
That old rocking chair's gonna get you, kid.
Old rocking chair's gonna get
yes, and judgment day is here.
Judgment day is here.
And I'm chained. Chain to my rocking chair.
Now here are those incomparable mimics, the three radio rogues. Come on in, boys, and give.
In Town Hall tonight with Fred Allen.
Welcome, welcome, my good people. This is Fred Allen speaking on the good old Town Hall program, and tonight we present the Mighty Allen Art Fair. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, here comes none other than Walter Snitchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North America and all ships at sea. Flash, a certain broadcasting company has offered Mrs. Diane, mother of the famous quintuplets, a sponsored program. It is rumored she will take the place of the voice of experience.
Just a minute, Mr. Snitchell, I demand an apology from you. Your newspaper printed a report that while I was in New York appearing at one of the local theaters, someone threw a cat on the stage.
Well, what about it, Alan?
Well, I demand an apology for that statement. You know that there was no truth in that report.
No?
No, it was in Philadelphia that it happened.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, with lotions of love, we take it by remote control to Hollywood Hotel and Dick Powell. Okay, Dick Powell.
Thanks a million. A million thanks to you for everything that love could bring, for you brought me. Each tender love word you happen to say is hidden away in memory's bouquet. Thanks a million. For I remember too the tenderness that your caresses taught me. You made a million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to
Radio Rogues, that was really swell, and we'll be looking for a return engagement on the spotlight soon. And, well, here's the original Slow Brain through Arkansas and the ace forest ranger of the Ozarks in an interview with Tom Post. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Byrne.
You know, Tom, it's a funny thing you're talking about forest rangers. You know, I used to be a forest ranger.
You did? Well, they didn't let you smoke on the job, did they?
No, they didn't. That's why when I get a hold of a cigar now, I smoke it as long as I can.
Well, it looks like you're smoking that one pretty short.
Yeah, man just told me my chew tobacco was on fire.
Well, how do you get them so short?
Oh, this is a little thing I picked up on the boulevard, Tom. You know, there's one bad feature about smoking them so short like this.
Well, what's that?
Why, smoke gets in my eyes.
Oh, what can you do to keep the smoke out of your eyes?
Tom, there's only one thing I know to do, and that is get a long little stogie.
Get along. Bill, you should have made a pretty good forest ranger. Weren't you raised up in the Ozark Mountains?
Yeah, but I ran away from home when I was a boy.
Oh, why did you run away?
Well, it's a pretty long story, Tom, but I got to fill in some time here somehow. I might as well tell you all about it. You know, me and my dad, we was living together in a little log house way back up in the mountains,
yeah.
Tom. So one cold night, I guess it's long about Christmas time, me and my dad were sitting there in front of the fireplace, And the fire just about died out. And so the old man told me, he says, Rob, go out and get some more wood. And I says, no, it's too cold out there. He says, get out there and get that wood. So I went out to the wood pile and got an armload of wood. And then while I was going back to the house, I kind of rebelled. You know how young fellas do that?
Yeah, I know.
I says, I ain't going to take that wood in there. So I throwed the wood down right outside of the house, and then I went through the mountains and down to Mulberry, caught a train out of there, and I was gone 5 years.
5 years.
Finally, I got to wondering how the old man was doing back home and decided to go back home and see him. And when I got off the train at Mulberry, I went walking up through the mountains, through the snow, and there was that old house sitting there just like it was when I left it, Tom. Snow was all over it.
Yeah.
And so I got kind of worried there for a while. I didn't know how the old man was doing. But just as I started in the house, I saw the wood laying there just where I throwed it down.
Well,
I picked it up in my arms and went in the house, and when I turned around and shut the door, I saw the old man sitting over there right in front of the coal fireplace, just like he was when I left. And so the old man heard the door close, and he looked around there at me, and he says, where in the world did you go for that wood?
Yes, sir. Bob and his dad must have had quite a time that winter. Well now, Larry Burke, I guess it's about time we heard from you in our Hollywood Spotlight. What's the troubadour of Hollywood going to offer? Well, go ahead then.
You are my lucky star. I saw you from afar. Lovely eyes at me, they were gleaming, beaming. I was starstruck, you love my lucky heart. I'm lucky in your arms. You've opened heaven's portal here on earth. You are my lucky.